The rookie class of the Green Bay Packers got their first taste of Titletown over the weekend at the recently completed rookie orientation camp. So how did they look? We'll ask someone that was there live to see their very first practice. That's Marcus Eversole of WDUZ in Green Bay, and it's all coming up on Railbird Central next. To Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking some Packers football this morning. We're talking about the Packers rookie minicamp that's recently completed. To do that, we have a guest joining us on the phone today.
Expert interview.
We have Marcus Eversole of WDUZ in Green Bay. Marcus, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back on the show. We've had you before and love to have you again here. After taking in Packers rookie camp and getting to see these guys up close for the first time, is there a player, Marcus, that stood out to you, maybe surprised you a little bit?
Well, you know, you watch them practice and they're doing a lot of drills where, you know, let's be honest, not maybe 100%. You're not... No pads, of course, and on the field, there's not a whole lot, I guess, that gives players an opportunity to stand out. But one thing that Coach McCarthy talked about, it is pretty clear, and I agree with him, these guys are big. I mean, that was a theme, you know, with the draft. Both guys, you know, both lines on both sides of the ball. Kenny Clark, I mean, I'm standing next to him in the locker room, and I kept thinking, like, this guy right here is 20 years old. And, I mean, I'm 25, I'm standing right next to him, and I'm just dwarfed. I mean, the guy is huge, big dude. And then I guess what I would say stood out to me, well-spoken guys, most specifically Blake Martinez, the fourth-round linebacker out of Stanford, and then Kyler Fackrell, really interesting story he told there, but both guys really well-spoken, really mature. And Ty Montgomery was kind of that guy last year, Blake Martinez this year. Probably not a coincidence that both those guys went to school at Stanford.
Yeah, and having to go back to school at Stanford, actually, at least in the case of Kyle Murphy, I know Martinez has graduated. But Marcus, so, yeah. I mean, in talking to these guys, what did you maybe learn this past weekend from the players that you didn't know before?
Well, Kyler Fackrell, it was crazy. So he's 24 years old, and a lot of people figured, okay, he went on a mission trip. That's kind of common for older rookies. And, you know, talking to Fackrell in the locker room, he's answering a question as to why he's a 24-year-old rookie. He did not go on a mission trip. He said he took a year off after high school to work. So someone asked him, where did you work? And he said he painted. So he was painting houses in Arizona for a year after high school. And I just thought that was so interesting because, I mean, you hear people taking a year off either after high school or, you know, at some point in college if you're not entirely sure what you want to do. Like, personally, I did that. I was an education major. Didn't really know if that's what I wanted to do. Took a year off, reevaluated. But to go to the – I'm not in the NFL. Kyler Fackrell now is a third-round pick in the NFL after taking a year off to paint right after high school. I just think that's crazy to me. What an unconventional route to get where you're going to go. But it just reminds you that no matter where you go to school or what background you come from, if you can play, they will find you in the NFL. And Kyler Fackrell now is a third-round pick. He's a rookie. He's 24 years old. Took a crazy kind of unconventional route to get there, but he's there. And I thought that was really interesting.
Interesting story for sure. Marcus, four Packers rookies have signed contracts, the draft picks, I should say. Did it seem like a relief for them to get their contracts signed and out of the way and they can now focus on football?
Yeah, definitely a relief. And, you know, not only the players are relieved, but the coaches are relieved. I mean, Mike McCarthy was talking about how, you know, when he was in New Orleans and Deuce McAllister was holding out in the camp, and how different it was back then when you had guys, your top picks even, like Deuce McAllister, that aren't around the team. That's not exactly how you want to start your career, want to start their career in the NFL. So times have definitely changed, but Blake Martinez was talking about it and basically said that his agent took care of all of that. Like, he was joking with his agent saying, this is what I have you for. I just want to go out there and play football, get this done so I can stop thinking about it. And fortunately for him, that's what happened. And it's just a matter of time before all these guys get under contract with the new rookie slotting and all that. But yeah, definitely a relief for the players. And like McCarthy was saying, it's a relief for the coaches. It's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, I guess I should say, as of this recording, the last four Packers draft choices have signed their contracts. The first three have not yet, but it's probably only a matter of time till the dominoes fall. Marcus, how important was this weekend for the players that have to leave? Because it appears that Kenny Clark, Trevor Davis, Kyle Murphy, they all have to go back to school to finish up.
Yeah, I got to think it's very important. I mean, you're going to introduce the early stages of the playbook and kind of give them something to look over, give them something to study, set the groundwork or the framework for, you know, what you're going to do with them when they come back moving forward. Because I know Ty Montgomery was in a similar situation last year where he had to go finish up school. And, you know, these people, schools that go on a quarter-based schedule versus semester, you know, they go, their school year goes a little bit longer. So I got to imagine they're sending them back. The Packers are sending these guys back with plenty of stuff to look at, you know, keep studying and doing your thing. So when you come back from minicamp and OTAs and things like that, you're ready to go. But definitely it's got to be important to just reset the framework, set the groundwork. But these guys seem smart. They seem ready to get after it. I don't think it's going to be a huge deal either way.
We're talking to Marcus Eversol of WDUZ here at Railbird Central on a Monday morning. And Marcus, I believe after the Packers signed running back Brandon Burks, who he was the one rookie who wasn't there this past weekend, they'll have one roster spot open. So I'm putting you in the shoes of Teb Thompson. If there was one player from the tryout list who stood out, who would you sign? I know we're talking about some hardcore stuff here, tryout guys.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I guess if I'm going to say a tryout guy, there are a few tight ends in there that, you know, didn't really recognize their names or these players too much. So I'm kind of referencing my roster that I got at camp when I'm watching them and seeing who they are. But Nate Askew, tight end from Texas A&M, was kind of watching him. Looks like he could be a decent athlete and do some things. So I guess that's one name to keep an eye on. And then maybe not a tryout guy, but since you brought up Brandon Burks, I'll give you a guy at the same position. Don Jackson from Nevada. And again, he's not a tryout guy, but an undrafted rookie. It's hard to stand out when you're not in pads and you play running back, so nobody's tackling you and you're not really going against any resistance of any sort. But Don Jackson from Nevada is quick, and he has a really interesting story, getting kicked out of a couple high schools, checkered past, but he's figured it out. Sounds like he's got his life completely turned around. And that running back position is kind of still wide open. I mean, Eddie Lacy's entering the year as a starter. James Starks is back. But then you got John Crockett. Nice training camp. You know, he was a nice story as an undrafted rookie, and he looks like the number three guy right now. But Don Jackson might be able to do some things that maybe John Crockett can't do. And he's a different mold than a Lacy or a Starks. I'm going to be really interested to see what he looks like when the pads go on. He might be able to crack this roster. Like, you can tell right away. He's quick. He runs hard. People say one of his college coaches talking about what a violent runner he is. And for a guy that isn't that big, I think he's 5'10", 205, something like that, I keep an eye on Don Jackson, the running back from Nevada.
Okay, and we're gonna remember the name Nate Askew. If you predict that one correct with the tryout guys, we'll make sure to shout that out. So,
okay.
Marcus, word is people saw Matt Rotherham playing center at camp this past weekend, which he didn't really play for the Packers last year. He was a guard. How much do you think that helps him in his versatility?
I mean, I think it's got to be a huge help. It definitely can't hurt because you're looking at this line and, you know, with this rookie class, you talk about Jason Spriggs and the fact that Teb Thompson moved up in round two to get Jason Spriggs. But we're all talking about Jason Spriggs in 2017, not 2016. because he's probably not going to crack that starting five right now. But what it does tell you about 2016 is there's a lot of depth. For at least 1 year on that O-line, depth will not be an issue as long as people are staying healthy, because you have your starting five, then Spriggs, Lane Taylor under contract again, Don Barclay under contract again, J.C. Treader back for another year. I mean, that's with the five starters, that's nine guys right there. So for a guy like Matt Rotherham to be trying to play center, or for the coaching staff to even want to get a look at him at center, playing multiple positions can't hurt. And, you know, we haven't even got Josh Walker and Kyle Murphy, another rookie. There's a lot of bodies, and only five of those guys, you know, obviously jumbo packages and stuff like that, but only five of those guys can play at one time. So it's huge for Matt Rotherham to prove that he can play multiple spots. If you can be a guard and a center, and you can stash him on the practice squad again or whatever the case may be, that's a really big deal, I think, for Rotherham, and definitely will go a long way in playing a role in whether or not he makes the team.
It seems to me, as an outsider, there's probably not a whole lot separating the three quarterbacks that were at rookie camp this past weekend, Ryan Williams, Joe Callahan, and Gary Nova. Did any of those three stand out to you as the guy that maybe sticks around this year? You know, at least on the practice squad, they'll keep a third quarterback. Who's that guy going to be?
It's not going to be Gary Nova. I don't think. I'll just say that. I think it probably will be Ryan Williams, just based on, you know, he's been around for a little bit, and I think they like him. He's, you know, I wish I could tell you specific plays or specific throws that he made that just stood out, but I'll say between, given the choice of the three of them, Williams, Callahan, and Nova, I'll take Ryan Williams. And you can kind of sense the enthusiasm or lack thereof in my answer, I guess. But let's just put it this way. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers and Brett Hundley until further notice. And if something were to happen to Rodgers, it might be time to call 911. And in the Packers' case, that probably means call Matt Flynn.
Yeah, probably. I'm just talking about the guy they're going to keep around on the practice squad and develop. But I know what you're getting at for sure. Marcus, did you get a chance to see how the local kid did, Peter Mortel? And do you think he'll be able to give Tim Mastay a run for his money?
You know, it's an interesting story, and it's going to be something worth watching as the summer moves on. You know, it was a rough year for Tim Mastay, actually a rough couple years, I guess you could say. But you look at the numbers, they're not awful. Like, Tim Mastay in 2015 wasn't Mason Crosby in 2012. And, you know, obviously the Packers stayed loyal to Crosby when a lot of fans wanted, you know, the team to move on and look elsewhere. For me, when it comes to kickers and punters, I don't know. I mean, when you're kicking, either you make them or you miss them. That's as far as I'm concerned, that's how it is. If you're a punter, you're pinning it inside the 20 or you're shaking it out of bounds. I don't know. Tim Mastay is – go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right in that. I think people like to paint the picture that he had a terrible year. But I remember actually during the season writing an article, Tim Mastay had arguably the best month of his entire career during the month of December, which he was really good. The rest of the month's not so great, but yeah, I mean, you got a point there.
Yeah, and I mean, he's the franchise leader in gross punting average and net punting average. I can't believe I'm citing numbers when talking about a punter, but here I am, and there you go. So. And, oh, by the way, brought up Mason Crosby and how the Packers stayed loyal to him. You don't mess with kickers mentally, so you probably don't want to mess with the holder either. And Mastay's been doing that for a while now. I guess the best guess here is that Tim Mastay remains the Packers punter. But it could be a fun story to watch with Peter Martell, the local kid.
Yeah, for sure. Marcus, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate you giving you your insight on the show. It's great to talk to somebody that was there and saw everything unfold. So thanks a lot, and keep up the good work at WDUZ.
You bet, Brian. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. We'll tune in. Marcus Eversole, WDUZ in Green Bay, joining us here at Railbird Central on a Monday morning. Glad to have him joining us. Glad to have you, the listener, joining us as well, as we continue on with the show.
Packers news of the day.
Just one item of news that I really want to cover here that was, you know, since the recently completed Packers minicamp. You know, there was a lot of stories coming out, a lot of features on all these rookies. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, big developments, you know, that you hear about Kenny Clark, and he talked about his, you know, his father's incarcerated and wants to see him come to Green Bay. And, you know, stories like that about Kyler Fackrell working from taking a year off from college and working. And you hear all these stories, nothing too developing. The one development over the weekend on Sunday, Randall Cobb graduates from the University of Kentucky as Aaron Rodgers looks on. So, I mean, perhaps first and foremost here, congratulations, Randall Cobb, for getting your degree and going back to college. And that's really cool that you got to walk across the stage and graduate. And but yeah, Aaron Rodgers was photographed, videoed in the audience at the University of Kentucky. And, you know, it's just, I suppose everything worked out because both these guys were, you know, getting the weekend off, as they, every NFL player does. That their training takes place during the week. They get their weekends off. And so they, he goes, both of them go to the Kentucky Derby with several teammates. Clay Matthews was there. David Bakhtiari, Brian Bulaga were all there. But Aaron Rodgers stuck around the next day while in the neighborhood, so to speak, and watched Randall Cobb graduate. It was, you know, at the commencement ceremony. So there was all sorts of that being shared on social media. So cool. And congratulations to Randall Cobb there. But, you know, apart from that, I suppose what I want to spend my time talking about is, you know, reactions to these things happening at rookie minicamp. And, you know, like I said, these guys hit the field there wasn't a whole lot of development or, you know, things that, you know, were unexpected or anything like that. The few things that were, you know, new developments, I kind of wanted to comment on. One being, you know, not even a rookie here, I guess he's technically a rookie because Matt Rotherham, he was on the practice squad all of last year and technically would still be a rookie. All of his, you know, hasn't played a regular season down in the NFL. But, you know, he was actually a first-year player last year. So Matt Rotherham, though, getting reps at center. And you know, it's interesting just because, you know, he wasn't a center at all last year. But the Packers really do need some depth at the position. I mean, they've got what they need. I mean, Corey Linsley's your starter. If anything were to happen to Corey Linsley like it did last year, J.C. Treader steps in and he's your backup. But, I mean, you need a third-string guy. You need a third-string guy at every position in the NFL. Because all of a sudden you're down one starter, you know, just one of those guys get hurt, and all of a sudden you're an injury away from the third string being the guy. So it's nice to see Matt Rotherham, you know, adding to his value, adding to his versatility. There was a lot of attention on him in the middle of last season because Rotherham was one of those rare guys on the practice squad who got a raise. And you know, the Packers don't comment on this, but you know, when you see that, all you got to know is when a player gets a raise on the practice squad, there's probably a really good chance that it was because another team offered him a roster spot, and the Packers were like, you know, why go somewhere for just a few weeks to end the season? You know, play out the season on the practice squad. We'll pay you like you're, you know, on the you know, regular season roster, 53-man roster. But you can stick, you know, just everything status quo. You don't have to move. You don't have to go anywhere. You already know the system. Just stick here for a few weeks. And hey, next year, we really think you can win a roster spot here, you know, for the whole season, for maybe several seasons. So that's what the Packers did with Matt Rotherham. And now, you know, last year being a guard, now being a center, he's kind of becoming this utility tool on the interior of the offensive line, probably the kind of guy that can play any of the three positions, left guard, center, right guard, probably not a tackle, but that's all right. I mean, the Packers really addressed that with Jason Spriggs and Kyle Murphy, those selections this past weekend. But, you know, now they're adding to that depth on the interior of the offensive line because, I mean, that's going to be important when we've mentioned this many times now. At the end of the 2016 season, the Packers going to have four pending free agents on the offensive line. And yeah, one of them's David Bakhtiari, but the other three, our interior offensive linemen, or at least can be, because you got the two guards, Josh Sitton and TJ Lang, and then JC Treader. And, you know, not all three of those guys probably are going to be back. Some of them are going to be gone somewhere else. You know, it's just they probably don't have the money to keep all those offensive linemen. So Matt Rotherham, you know, a year from now, he could be the backup center. We'll see. The Packers really didn't address that positions too much in they definitely didn't address it in the draft. I think they signed one undrafted free agent, Jacob Flores of Dartmouth. But I mean, you know, undrafted free agent, you have no clue what's going to, I mean, the kid could just be a camp body and they end up cutting him. So then you need the third string center and could be Rotherham. So I just thought that was an interesting development this past weekend, something new, that unexpected. I mean, a guy lining up at a position you didn't really hear about or anticipate before. The other development was the rookies returning to school. So, you know, Kenny Clark, you know, there's three rookies, Kenny Clark, Trevor Davis, and Kyle Murphy. Those three have not, they're all seniors, but they have not graduated. So they have to go, by NFL rule, they have to go complete their, you know, college education first, and then come back. So, you know, they're going to miss the next month or so of the off-season program. And you're going to hear about it a lot. I mean, just because, I mean, every day for the next month, when you read about the Green Bay Packers, and especially during OTAs and things like that, you know, the team will be practicing, you know, there will be reports of who's not there. And it's going to be these guys. It's going to be Kenny Clark and Trevor Davis and Kyle Murphy. You know, they're off at school because they got to graduate and things like that. And, you know, it's just going to be like this continuing storyline. And it's, you know, not their fault, really. It's just, you know, the media is going to say, oh, who wasn't there? And blah, blah, blah. It's just going to be perpetuated until they actually come back. So you're going to hear a lot about it. But, I mean, really think about it. Last year we were in the same boat at this time, because it was Ty Montgomery who didn't, you know, he had to go back to school at Stanford and finish his degree. And did it really affect him missing that month of the off-season program? Hardly. I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit hard to catch up, but it is, you know, and I wish these guys could practice. I wish it would. I mean, it's certainly a good thing that they're going to school and earning a degree, no doubt about it. But I mean, you wish they could practice. I mean, just from the fan standpoint, and that you want them to be as prepared as possible. But is it really going to have an impact on them that they miss a few OTAs? Not really. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I think they'll be just fine. Kenny Clark will probably be back there by the time, at least by minicamp starts. He'll be around for that. He'll be around for all the training camp, and they'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go for sure. It's not, and even at college, I'm sure they're going to be working out, at least keeping in shape and things like that. So these guys will be fine. But yeah, it just is notable that, you know, here they were. They got to take part in the rookie minicamp for the weekend. They got to be in town, but now they got to go back. So Clark, Davis, and Murphy going back to school. And it's interesting there that Blake Martinez, he apparently graduated, has his degree, so he can stay with the Packers. And that's what's happening there. I mentioned before, the last four Packers draft picks have now all signed contracts. So we're talking from the fourth round onward. So all the day three guys the Packers drafted, with Blake Martinez, Trevor Davis, Kyle Murphy, and Dean Lowry. All four of them are now under contract with the Green Bay Packers. The first three have yet to sign, but it's probably only a matter of time there. There's no more holdouts like there used to be. So that was kind of a development since the last episode of Railbird Central on Friday. And among the undrafted free agents, and kind of alluded to this before with Marcus Eversole, there was kind of a few names missing on the undrafted free agents list. You know, if you watch the reports of the media over the, you know, draft weekend, immediately after the draft. They start, you know, rattling off the guys who have agreed to contracts with the Green Bay Packers. But we mentioned this on the last episode. I mean, all of a sudden they get there and, you know, one of them fails a physical and then they don't sign. I know one of the guys that happened to, Warren Gatewood of Alcorn State. It was reported he agreed to a contract with the Green Bay Packers. All of a sudden, rookie minicamp comes. He's nowhere to be found. Probably came to town, probably failed a physical. The Packers don't like to publicize those kind of things. But if you're confused, if you're shaking your head, if you're wondering, scratching your head, being like, I read the Packers signed Warren Gatewood. Where is he? Well, that's what probably happened. So, but the one guy who wasn't there this weekend, Brandon Burks, the running back from Troy, apparently he took part in his own college graduation this weekend, kind of got the Packers allowed him to take part in graduation, just had to miss, you know, I think he said graduated Saturday, as the report goes. It was reported some news outlet somewhere. Sorry, I can't cite it off the top of my head, but I'm sure you could Google it. And yeah, so he's actually joining the team like today, I think, or even perhaps yesterday. So just missed the rookie orientation camp, probably didn't miss a whole lot, but yeah, so he's going to join the team today. And so that's happening, and that leads us into our last segment.
The day ahead.
In the world of the Green Bay Packers today, this Monday, you know, those Packers rookies that we mentioned before, Kenny Clark and company, they have to return to school today. But for those that graduated, they're integrated into phase two of the Packers offseason program today. Phase two, which means individual position workouts. If you remember, the NFL offseason program broken up into three phases. The first phase is the strength and conditioning. Second phase, IPWs. So, you know, broken up into position groups. And that's a good way to integrate these rookies back into things here. They're not doing any 11 and 11s yet or anything like that. You know, they're simply working with their position coach. You know, the wide receivers working with Luke Getsy, the cornerbacks working with Joe Witt, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they're broken up into those groups, simply working on technique and things like that. I think that's good for these rookies who are, you know, behind the eight ball a little bit here, that they're, you know, getting back into the swing of things within their positions and bringing them along slowly, because it'll be that way for the next 2 weeks. They've been, you know, the veterans have already been in IPWs for 1 week, and they will for three total. So for the last two, the rookies will be with them, and that's when OTA start. That's when they can finally start doing team stuff, 11 on 11. So they kind of got 2 weeks here to teach them, to, you know, learn the offense and the defense and the schemes a little bit. So they're ready to go then, you know, in just a few weeks. So waiting forward to that, waiting for the Packers to fill their one remaining roster spot. I think, you know, once they sign Brandon Burks, they're at 89. So could be any day now. You hear about them signing a player. So we'll anticipate who that is and looking forward to that as well. And that does it for today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us this morning. Thanks to Marcus Eversall of WDUZ for joining us. My call to action, as always, as usual, if you've not done so already, please give us a rating or a review on iTunes. It's the one small thing we ask. The show is free of charge, no subscription, no paywall. So if you could do us a solid, just go to iTunes, search Cheesehead TV. It'll pop right up. Give us a five-star review and a brief review. We'd greatly appreciate it because it helps get word out about the show, helps people find Railbird Central. So appreciate it. We'll see you, folks. Have a good Monday. We'll be back again on Wednesday. I leave you today with a song called Valley of the Jig by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack Go.